Beyond Oxford, Practical College English Course. One, the Global Village. The International Community. Two, introducing yourself. People from all over the world are coming to Beijing to learn Chinese. They live in an international community. They are introducing themselves to each other. Listen to the introductions. Fill in the blanks with the verbs you hear.
Hi, I'm Jessica Lee. I'm a dress designer. I'm French. I design new styles. At fashion shows, my new styles are shown to the public.
Hello, my name's Case Edward. I come from the UK. I'm a booking clerk. I take phone bookings. I use the computer to check which rooms are available.I'm Pavy Brown. I'm Egyptian. I work as a bellboy. I show guests to their rooms and carry their luggage. I also park guests' cars. Good morning. I'm Tanaka. I'm Japanese. My job is to repair machines. I like my work very much.
Hi, I'm Jessica Lee. I'm a dress designer. I'm French. I design new styles. At fashion shows, my new styles are shown to the public.
Hello, my name's Case Edward. I come from the UK.I'm a booking clerk. I take phone bookings. I use the computer to check which rooms are available. I'm Pavy Brown. I'm Egyptian. I work as a bellboy. I show guests to their rooms and carry their luggage. I also park guests' cars.Good morning. I'm Tanaka. I'm Japanese. My job is to repair machines. I like my work very much.
3. Introducing somebody. People in the community are making new friends at a welcome party. Who are introduced at the party?Listen to the dialogues. Put the pictures in order of introduction. Dialogue 1. Hi, Case. Do you know Miss Mary Chen? Mary, this is Mr. Case Edward.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Chen.
Nice to meet you. Call me Mary, please. I'm a singer.
Dialogue 2. Who is the lady next to you? Oh, this is Miss Park Hyun Jung. She's Korean. She's a waitress. Miss Park, this is Case Edward from the UK.
I'm glad to meet you. Have you two met Mark Brown, the violinist from Italy? He's just over there. Let's go and meet him.
Dialogue 3. Mary, come and meet my new American friend, Peter. He's a computer programmer. Peter, This is Mary. Hi. Nice to meet you, Mary.
Dialogue 1. Hi. Case, do you know Miss Mary Chen? Mary, this is Mr. Case Edward.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Chen.
Nice to meet you. Call me Mary, please. I'm a singer.
Dialogue 2. Who is the lady next to you? Oh, this is Miss Park Hyun Jung. She's Korean. She's a waitress. Miss Park, this is Case Edward from the UK.
I'm glad to meet you. Have you two met Mark Brown, the violinist from Italy? He's just over there. Let's go and meet him.
Dialogue 3. Mary, come and meet my new American friend, Peter. He's a computer programmer. Peter, this is Mary. Hi, nice to meet you, Mary.
What do they look like? Read the notice about 3 missing international students and do the exercises.
1.
Chris, a 33-year-old man, about 1.72 meters tall, blonde hair, blue eyes, with a beard. Wearing a white sweater with blue jeans. If anybody by any chance finds him, please contact the local police at 911. 2.
Lynn, a small 26-year-old woman, long dark hair, brown eyes, wearing a red shirt and a skirt of the same color, and a pair of red shoes. If anybody sees her, please contact her husband at 2546-7735.
3.
Gil, a 23-year-old girl, medium height, brown hair, gray eyes, no glasses, wearing a light green dress. If anybody sees her, please contact 7687-2453.
7. Read me. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat. Hello. My name is Lily.
Hello, Peter. This is Jimmy.
Nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
What's your name?
What nationality is your friend?
What is your nationality?
The International Campus. 2. The first day. On the first day of school, the international students are having a tour of the school. Listen to the directions and fill in the blanks. Then check your answer to exercise 1.
My campus. After you walk through the gate of the college, you will see the teaching building right in front of you. On your right is the office building, and on your left is the information center. Follow the road between the teaching building and the office building, and you will soon find the canteen and the dormitory on your right. The dormitory is beside the canteen, opposite the library. Walk on till the end of this road, and you will see the gym with a swimming pool inside and a clinic on the left. After you walk through the gate of the college, you will see the teaching building right in front of you. On your right is the office building, and on your left is the information center. Follow the road between the teaching building and the office building, and you will soon find the canteen and the dormitory on your right. The dormitory is beside the canteen, opposite the library. Walk on till the end of this road, and you will see the gym with a swimming pool inside and a clinic on the left.
Three, finding the classroom. Bill is going to a Chinese lesson, but he goes to the wrong room. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Excuse me, is this the classroom for Chinese?
Sorry, brother. I'm afraid you've got the wrong room. This is the English classroom.
Really? But isn't this classroom 101?
That's why you've got it wrong. This is classroom minus 101.
What is the difference?
The difference is classroom minus 101 is underground, while 101 is on the ground floor.
Excuse me, is this the classroom for Chinese?
Sorry, brother. I'm afraid you've got the wrong room. This is the English classroom.
Really? But isn't this classroom 101?
That's why you've got it wrong. This is classroom minus 101.
What is the difference?
The difference is classroom minus 101 is underground, while 101 is on the ground floor.
5. Letters between father and son. Read the letter and do the exercises. The following letter was written home to his father by a college student who was trying to hint that he needed some money.
Dear father, school is really great. I am making lots of friends and studying very hard. With all my stuff, I simply can't think of anything I need. So if you would like, you can just send me a credit card, as I would love to hear from you. Love, your son.
After receiving his son's letter, the father immediately replied with this letter.
Dear son, I know that astronomy and economics are enough to keep even an honor student busy. Do not forget that the pursuit of knowledge is a noble task, and you can never study enough. Love, Dad.
Seven. Read me. Tongue twisters.
1. Cook cooking cookies. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? A good cook could cook as many cookies as a good cook could who could cook cookies.
2. Betty's butter. Betty bought some butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty bought some better butter to make the bitter butter better. But the bitter butter made the better butter bitter.
Vocabulary. New words.
Nationality.
Designer.
Design.
Style.
Fashion.
Available.
Luggage.
Park.
Violinist.
Programmer.
Beard.
Jeans.
Contact.
Local.
Medium.
Height.
Campus.
Information.
Canteen.
Dormitory.
Opposite.
Gym.
Clinic.
Underground.
Flavor.
Hint.
Stuff.
Simply.
Credit.
Immediately.
Astronomy.
Economics.
Honor.
Pursuit.
Noble.
Task.
Bulletin.
Board.
Wonder.
Proper nouns.
Tokyo.
Seoul.
Washington, D.C.
Rome.
Moscow.
Cairo.
Berlin.
Canberra.
Jessica Lee.
Case Edward.
Pavey Brown.
Tanaka.
Park Hyun Jung.
Mark Brown.
Peter. Chris.
Lynn. Jill.